Welcome back, listeners. On this episode, I spoke to composer Tom Howe about his work on Daisy Jones and the Six, Shrinking, and Ted Lasso. Howe is an Emmy nominee for Outstanding Original Main Title Theme Music for Ted Lasso. His upcoming work includes Polite Society, Book Club The Next Chapter, and Season 5 of Fargo.
I do just want to first start out by congratulating you on just such a stellar 2023. I mean, with Ted Lasso, with Shrinking, with Daisy Jones. I mean, that I wonder how you're taking all this in right now.
It's incredible, really. They've all been so successful, but you don't. And also, they've all been released so close to together, which was not. You know, I actually worked on Daisy Jones last summer, and then Shrinking was kind of in the fall, and Ted Lasso, I'm still working on it. So that's been very much this year. So for me, they felt like they were quite spread out, but they've all been sort of released kind of back to back. So it's interesting when that kind of, happens, and it's nice looking back. I mean, Daisy, particularly because that's been a big gap for me. You know, you look back and you're doing projects often back to back, and then you see you get something and you get a bit of distance from it, and it turned out, really great, that one. And the cast and crew, everything about it, and ditto Shrinking, and obviously Ted is the phenomenon that it is, and it's just, you know, I'm very lucky to be part of it, you know. So it's been a good a busy but good few months.
Fantastic. And I mean, going into Shrinking, I mean, it's definitely one of my favorite comedies that's come out this year, and it's something that I actually watch with my, like Ted Lasso, I watch with my entire family because it's just such a great communal experience. And obviously there is a connection of Ted Lasso and Shrinking. So I'm just curious, when were you first approached for the project, and how did that all sort of come to be?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked, not including repeat series of Ted Lasso, the Shrinking is the fourth thing I've done for Doozer, you know, Bill's company, Bill Lawrence's company. And so he actually mentioned it to me a long time ago. I want to say it was the summer of 21. I got some early scripts and things like that, and we sort of had an open conversation about it, and he said, read this, tell me what you think, and if you want to do it, then I'd love you to do it, sort of thing. And obviously I read that first pilot and I was like, if he thought it was good, I'm in anyway, type thing. But I read it and thought, this is great. And then I found out Jason Segel was attached. I didn't know at that point that Harrison Ford was going to be involved, but I knew Jason Segel was involved, and also Brett Goldstein, who plays, Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, who I think is brilliant as well. So I was really excited about it. And then it's sort of, they obviously go off and film, but that was all, didn't happen until early in 22 or even spring of 22. So it was a bit of a gap for me. And then suddenly I started getting kind of, rushes of footage. And then I realized Harrison Ford was it. There was obviously that announcement, and I got forwarded it early by Bill saying, you're going to be, check this out, it's coming, it's going to be announced later today. And he's just fantastic, isn't he? I mean, he needs to do lots more comedies, isn't he? He's just fantastic. But they got, I started getting the episodes in. I actually had quite a lot of time to, even though I really got into the writing of that sort of in the fall of last year. So kind of like September, October, and November, December, but, more kind of towards the holiday period. I had time before that because I'd had the conversation so early. I actually wrote quite a few sort of sketches of ideas of what it might sound like, and, what should it sound like, and kind of got to experiment a bit before I kind of committed to a sound. Mm. So that was fun, really.
And I mean, starting at the beginning, truly the beginning of the main theme, Frightening Fishes, I'm just curious how that came to be, because it's just another sort of knockout job by you, starting out each show with this amazing piece. And I'm curious how that all came to be.
Well, that really came because we'd done Marcus and I did the theme for Lasso, And that had gone down so well. And everyone said, well, what should the main title be? And I had a kind of idea, actually, for a, you know, a sort of instrumental idea. And then we were just talking on the phone. I was like, it'd be fun if it was a song, wouldn't it? Another song. And maybe we do the 30 seconds and let's do a full length one as well. And we just started talking about, you know, potential, who would be the right person for it. And, you know, as a singer, as the voice, really. And, you know, Death Cab for Cutie came up and Ben Gibbard. And, you know, Bill reached out to him and said, you know, would you ever be interested in this? And he and I got on a phone and then a subsequent Zoom call. And I had about three or four sort of thematic things that I thought might work as a title's idea. And I just sort of pinged them over to him on a Zoom. And then he called me and said, I think this one, you know, could be a go. And I said, so I did an arrangement, sent it to him. He then sort of did a rough vocal on a 30 second thing. Then I extended it out to be a full song. And then we just did back and forth, me asking for him for some vocal things. And I sort of produced the track up at mine, but he's fantastic. And, you know, he came up with the lyric, and I think it's brilliant. I mean, you know, he's a really talented guy, and his voice just completely suits the mood of the show and the sort of feel of the song. And yeah, it was great. And it's lovely seeing that kind of come together, particularly when you're passing things, you know, back and forth, and kind of then mixing in different sounds and get a suggestion from him here, or I'll send him something and say, can you do a vocal, you know, down an octave for me, left and right, I'm going to try something with that. And then you kind of get it coming together. And we had no graphics at the start, just the timing. So they were kind of working, you know, concurrently, and seeing that come together as well. It was a really cool sort of visual titles as well. I think very different to lots of other stuff that I've seen recently. So it was great.
Yeah. No, I was about to say, I think the visuals just all bring it together. And it's such a, I don't know, a perfect 30, 45 seconds that you get sort of right at the beginning of each show. So I completely agree with you there. But when it comes to characters, I'm curious if there is a way that you sort of are, or how you're composing each character differently, and how you got to each character per se.
I mean, truth is a bit like on when I start a TV series, once you get to seasons, I mean, this is obviously now going for a second run, which I'm delighted about. But when I start a series, I'm trying to initially find what's the sound of the overall sound of the show. So that's where I start to, and then what's the kind of main overarching theme going to be. And in this case, obviously it's Jason's character and, you know, his wife, who's sort of not with us anymore. So I started there with the thematic stuff, but I spent a lot of time thinking what would the sound of the show be. And I decided it was going to be with back and forth with particularly with Kip Kroger, who's one of the producers, and Richard, the music editor. You know, I try something, say, what do you think of this? But I was trying to get that California sound going. So I started listening to lots of bands from California, I mean, you know, quite modern stuff, but eventually I ended up back at the Beach Boys. And that's why really there's kind of like a sort of organ sound running through the show that kind of stemmed from there. And then there's also vocal layers in certain sections as well, you know, in harmony, kind of a bit like that sound. So it has a slightly retro quirky feel without sounding like an old recording, if that makes any sense, or at least I hope it does. And then there's this theme for, you know, for Jason's character and his wife, which is a kind of like, in a way, where in the same way that you kind of have the main theme in Ted Lasso, which really is like the team theme as well. And then as we got into the second season, I was able to do, you know, themes for Roy and Nate and, you know, Rebecca, and spin off lots of other themes, because you're so used to the main theme by that point that you can, you know, and the other character stories very much kind of happened in season two. That was the first season, was very much about Ted and the team. In this one, really, the theme that I lent on the most was that main tune. You hear it on the piano a lot whenever his wife is kind of in a flashback or whatever, and sometimes sad, sometimes quite hopeful. But that theme really intertwines in a lot of the score throughout, because I was trying to obviously, you know, hammer it home in that first season. So there are little motives for other things, but it's more playing the kind of mood of the scene or the emotion, you know, within it rather than specific character at this point. But as we move into the second season, I'm definitely going to, you know, expand that palette and have a bit more creative license. And also, you know, once a show's, you never know when something's, I mean, obviously this had all the ingredients and I thought the scripts were fantastic and I was loving working on it, but you don't know whether it's going to be the success it is or not until it goes out there. So it's just trying to make it very, very familiar initially. So I worked that main theme very hard and just the overall sound of trying to make it, you know, organs and kind of vintage guitars, drums and vocals and things.
And I mean, sort of in our final few minutes, I mean, what do you hope that audiences really take away from the show?
Well, I think that it's important to talk, right? About how you I mean, again, there's a theme, obviously, of mental health running through this, right, which we've seen before and is obviously a very current, you know, how people, you know, things affect people and how you work and find a way through. And that will that'll obviously be explored further in the next season. But I think, you know, that idea of, again, also that idea, I think, of friends and family, right? We all, when things aren't great, you can lean on friends and family. And also not necessarily, you know, the great thing about particularly family is that you hope that they're there for you all the time, right? So you can kind of behave maybe like Jason's character in this, not in the best way for almost a year. And yet, you know, your friends and family will be there to support you when you kind of, you know, decide, you know, you're going to come out of your funk and they can help you do that sort of thing. So I think, yeah, that feeling of support and, you know, it will be all right. And, you know, time's a healer kind of thing, which I think is this, you know, Lasso has a similar kind of, you know, message running through that too. You know, it's family and people picking you up and through hard times.
And I'm curious how that reflects to the score. I mean, how do you add that hopefulness into the scores?
Well, I think the scores, I mean, in Shrinking, the score never, there's a couple of moments where I'd say the score is reflective and it has an emotional heart, but there's never, the score is never dark and it's never really sort of like what I call sort of minor sad, if you know what I mean. It makes you feel something, but I don't think the score isn't there to tell you how to feel. It's there to sort of permanently always look on the kind of positive of things, I think. And that applies across both shows, I think, even though the music's very different.
100%. And I mean, finally, I mean, what's next for you beyond, I mean, you're wrapping up this season of Ted Lasso, starting a second season of Shrinking. I mean, but what else is next that you can tease out, if anything?
I have a movie, which actually, again, funny enough, I did earlier last year, which comes out in April for working title and focus features, called Polite Society, which is very different and really good fun. It's a sort of action comedy, and it's kind of like a mad Bollywood score. Orchestra, kind of a lot of fun. And then in May I've got a movie out coming out called Book Club 2, which is again a focus film, and fifth season. So those are coming out, one in April, one in May. It's a
busy guy.
And two episodes left of Lasso, so I'm right in the crunch time for that. Feeling the pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all. Not at all. But Tom, this has been such a joy to chat with you this morning. And
thanks for making the time.
No, absolutely. And I wish you all the success. All the continued success. You have so much success right now. So I just want to thank you again. This has just been such a joy.
Well, likewise. Thanks for making the time. And I'll chat to you again soon.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you all for listening. This episode was edited and produced by me, Jackson Vickery. Graphics were done by Dylan Michael, and the opening and closing theme were done by Sterling Gavinsky.